Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And it occurred to me to do a little personal bit of sharing and sort of reflection on the times that we're in. Many people are, wondering when the timing maybe become less intense. And really, ultimately, it's just going to continue to intensify. We are getting used to these higher frequencies and vibrations. And actually, what's happening is that it's pushing everything that is not vibrating at the same level to the surface to be cleared, integrated, transformed. So any parts of ourselves that are still fear-based or still challenged or still maybe operating out of the old paradigm, all of that is getting pushed to the surface. I had a little personal experience where I had something that got activated in the month of October and got pushed to the surface. And I realized that as that fear came up, and it was based on just some events that were happening that I had no control over, of course, no control over. And I started to notice that I was having like a little panic attack, a little bit of fear, a little bit of rapid breathing and elevated blood pressure, perhaps. I don't know. I just felt like my blood pressure was elevated. And I realized that that was a state I used to live in a lot, particularly in my last Pluto cycle in 2003, 2004, 2005, in that time period when my whole life was collapsing and everything that it had been was being disintegrated so that something new could come in. And it has been so far much more wonderful and magical and amazing since I got through that time and was able to let go of that life. And so anyway, but this was just like a little mini, like, oh, there's still some little pieces there for me to look at. And I wanted to share that because we all have them. And no matter how much personal work we've done, no matter how much we have been in this process of transformation and engaged in that, we will still have these times come up. And they are opportunities to see what's going on and to have them be to help them shift. The other thing that has been I was just remembering in some of Maria Nemeth's work. She wrote a book called The Energy of Money, and she has done a lot of work around the idea of how we are connected into shifting from ways of being monkey mind, as one of the things that she reminds us of, that Buddhist concept. That where our mind is judging and comparing and analyzing and theorizing and, trying to figure things out and that sort of thing. And sometimes what I love what she says is to just, when we notice that's happening, we can say, thank you for sharing. Because it's not about dismissing the monkey mind, because it is there, but it's also to realize that perhaps whatever that part of us is thinking and freaking out about isn't necessarily the reality. And so we can then just allow that to be, to not have to change it, shift it, make it be different, but also then to make our choices based on knowing that perhaps that monkey mind has also been at play, and we're not going to make our decisions based on that part of that process. And then, there's this idea that the we live in a physical realm. So we live in third dimensional reality. And so that reality is in a process of collapse so that something new can be brought forth. And we can see this in terms of what's going on Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. So I've been loving noticing that people are saying enough. Basically, it's kind of like talking to the monkey mind and saying, okay, enough. We're not going to allow this to happen anymore. We're going to make a different choice. And we're actually coming together in consciousness and in solidarity to do that. But not necessarily in violent ways, which is so great, but rather in just a very clear, confident way. And it's going global. It's moved from just Wall Street to across the nation to across the globe. And as I was thinking about this, I'm like, and how is this reflective? It's like saying no to Wall Street, saying no to the greed, saying no to the ways that things have been done. but is also bringing it home to our own personal experience. So how are we taking responsibility for our own financial picture and also everything about our whole life? You know, how are we taking responsibility? And rather than just being projected onto the government, onto the greed of the Wall Street bankers and investment people and all of that, but how are we taking responsibility for that personally, and what is that reflecting to us? And as we come to the border of awareness between the metaphysical and the physical realm, between what we're imagining and thinking we would like life to be like and what the reality is, and how we are in the process of creating a new world, a new earth, a new way of being with these energies, then you know, sometimes we can collapse into fear or into the old ways of thinking, into the structures of the old reality, and start to feel that little bit of panic or fear or something coming up, and just to know that that is exactly what it is. And another thing that Maria Nemeth talks about, and also other people have talked about, and I've adopted this into my own life and have talked about it in the celestial timings, is being willing. And when we're willing, it doesn't mean we know how. It doesn't mean that we have it all figured out. What it means is that we're open, and it's different from trying to do something or to trying to make something happen, but rather it's suggesting that we're willing to step into an adventure or into a new way of being, into the unknown. We're being willing. We don't necessarily know how, but we're being willing. And that we are desiring to have a different experience. And so that the willingness often is what opens the gateway and the doorway for something new to come in. And even though there may be doubts and worries, and maybe we are seeing ourselves not anywhere near what we're willing to do, so we might be judging ourselves and that kind of thing. And it has, and that really sometimes can be the thing that holds us up, is when we're in that place of judgment. So when we're willing to move out of judgment, when we're willing to embrace a new way of being in the world, when we're willing to take responsibility for our personal experience, our financial experience, our relational experience, the way that we're showing up in life, the way that we're experiencing life, and we're willing to have a new experience around that, and to be responsible for what we're experiencing as well as what's happening in the collective. And then, you know, that as we each are willing to do that, then something happens. Magic can happen. Miracles can happen in that space of willingness. So it doesn't mean that we need to be judging ourselves or, you know, really in a place of I've failed, I haven't done well. We can be in that space. It doesn't necessarily going to be helpful. We can accept that space. Being willing to accept where we are actually can be very helpful. And as somebody who went through bankruptcy, divorce, the meltdown of my old life some years ago, and was just willing to keep walking through that experience, and also being willing to look at where I was responsible, because part of me could have said this was all my former husband's fault. He was doing things that I did not know about that took us into bankruptcy, but I wasn't being conscious, I wasn't being aware, I wasn't being responsible for my part in that. So it was an opportunity for me to look at that, and I'm thinking about the whole Wall Street experience now as the whole economic situation across the globe as an opportunity for all of us to become more conscious and aware, to be taking responsibility for how we're experiencing that. And I realize I'm doing way better than I was a few years ago, and there's still room for a huge improvement in all of those arenas and how I'm responsibly showing up in my own life. And my little panic attack in October gave me an opportunity to be with that, and to also remind myself to not judge, or if I am judging, to be willing to move out of that space of judgment, to be accepting of the place I'm in, of my judgment, and to be willing to respond to that in ways that are healthier, and also to realize that it's an opportunity to step into a higher vibration, to integrate those experiences, and to in that place of acceptance and moving out of the place of resistance, that higher vibration just is automatically comes in and can be sustained for a little while until something new comes up. So we're all in this process, and I hope that is a helpful for all of you who may still also be experiencing that. And if anyone's in the place of a greater sense of enlightenment and not necessarily going into fear, then I'd love to know how you're doing that. It would be great. And I would share that with the rest of you. So anyway, I feel like reminding ourselves that we're entitled to miracles. You can go and revisit that piece in my personal sharings part of the website. If you go down to the drop-down menu, and there's the a YouTube that can remind you how to tap for miracles, being entitled to miracles, reminding ourselves that we are entitled to miracles, and we are living in a miraculous time. So miracles are happening. We have an opportunity to continually be shifting and changing and moving into new territory. And as we move into new territory, it's a little scary. It's a new edge. It's not familiar territory. So giving ourselves space, time, and permission to be in that new territory, and to be moving, and you know, to realize that we're walking the edges, and the whole month of time of when planets are in Scorpio, the sun is in Scorpio, is an edge time. It's about walking the edges. So this is a great time for us to be willing to walk the edges of the new reality that is coming in, and to be the conscious co-creators of that new reality.